Good morning, brothers and sisters in the body of Yeshua. One day we'll be with you. So I just want to bring a, I don't know what you call it, preaching or not, but we'll find out when I get done. Okay. You know, I'm more of a storyteller than I am anything. But I like to tell my stories for the benefit Yahweh in the service. Well, I'm from Jonesboro, Arkansas. I moved to Grove, Oklahoma. I quit farming, rice farming, and wanted to be in real estate. So I got in that. That was real good. Then I wanted to be a cowboy. I always been a horse lover. I always wanted to be a cowboy. So I went, got me a job working 400 head of cattle. And so I got me a job with this guy, and he didn't even recognize no day. He didn't even have a Bible. He didn't believe in nothing. But that man had more morals than anybody that I'd ever been around. When I first started, I thought this was going to be too hard to be around somebody. And he was the most smooth mouth, clean mouth man. I mean, he absolutely unbelievable. So, you know what he done to me? He made me put it in gear. Because I'd been keeping the Sabbath 35 years at that time. And recognizing my Creator. At that time, it was the Creator. And now it's Yahweh. Okay? But this man made me stand on my toes every day. He was a fine fella. But you know what? He had no belief. No belief. That's really bad. So, I got to do my cowboy thing. I love that. I mean, I didn't realize how nasty it was dehorning a cow. You know, blood, all that. About 2 years of that, and I done made a cowboy. I was ready to move on to something else. A little bit nastier than I thought it was. And anyway, everything we'd do, he had such a high morals about it. He never got mad. He never throwed hisses like most people do. So it was just I believe I was sent there by Yahweh to this man. Him and his wife, they really took a liking to me. They said, you know, we can do things now that we never could do before. We got somebody honest that we can trust with our place while we're going to watch the Dallas Cowboys. We stay overnight and don't worry about nothing here because you'll take care of it. They'd have trusted me with anything. So that made me feel pretty well. But my story is, there are people out there that don't even respect Yahweh, don't even know it. But they've got morals. But most people don't have near the morals that man did. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you that I had to look at this man and think, one day you will. Because that man, he was already started. He just didn't have the right push. So, that was really uplifting to me. That really helped me. I've been sliding along there 35 years, keeping the Sabbath, feast days. I thought it was easy, but it wasn't that easy. When you come up to a man that don't believe in nothing, and he's got morals that makes you have to take an extra high step, you better think it over. Anyway, that really amazed me in a human being. Because most people that don't know Yahweh is not got that kind of life. Most of them have not got very good a life. But I just wanted to tell you about that, about my experience of being a cowboy. But I've got two parts to this sermon or speech. And another one is, my story is about Yahweh's laws. That's my sermon. And the morals of humankind. If a humankind just had more morals, they might recognize the law. But most human beings has not got morals of an alley cat to be around them. If they don't love Yahweh, their language, their life, not the morals of an alley cat, but they still belong to Yahweh. They may not be his elect, or it may not be his called out people, but they still belong to Yahweh because he created them. So my story is, one time when I was 18 years old, I was at this place, and they were having a big concert. Well, they was having one of the... I'll tell you about the morals. They was having the most famous singer of rock and roll that's ever been in the United States. Well, I was there. I was 18 years old. And when this man come in there and started singing, I never seen people act silly like them people went crazy. Absolutely. They climbing over top of each other and screaming. I thought, I don't want to be here no more. This is pitiful. Them people ain't got... And I called it... I've been bad in my life. I always call it bad morals. Down under a snake's belly. And all that. But that was the most... I never had seen nothing like that before. And I ain't seen it since either. But anyway... ever since then, our country has been going down. We had rock and roll and long hair. And then it's the Vietnam War. And that wasn't good enough. We had to have abortion. Well, we had to really lower our morals in. When we set up our abortion clinics, and kill their babies. I've been mad about that ever since. That's a horrible thing. But anyway, that wasn't good enough. Now, we come around, and this country is just about far enough down to really start crying. So now we got same-sex marriage. And everybody, I'm not talking about people here. Everybody you're around seems to be okay with it. Okay with it. Well, Yahweh ain't okay with it. He ain't even close to being okay with it. So what's going to happen if we don't do something about our morals and the transgression of Yahweh's law? We're gone. Now, I don't care what people like the sound of this or not. If we don't do something about our asking Yahweh to forgive us as a nation of our transgression and get ourselves back where we was, say, 150 years ago. You know, we used to, I think this country's always lived on morals. I don't think it's ever lived on the law of Yahweh. Or you wouldn't have all these Sunday worship churches. That ain't law. That ain't Yahweh's law. They're not keeping his law. It says if you, one little tilt of the law, you broke the law. They do it every week. Is that, he's not in that. Yahweh's not in that. That is an abomination. You watch. It will be. When this all settles down and the smoke clears, that'll be an abomination to our Creator. They don't know that. They should know it, but they don't. But we, as a nation, what we need to do, and this is, I've been studying this thing for 40 years or so. This is one of the awfulest situations that we've got into, that we've been into and since we've been a nation, is this, I don't care also what. And then here they are. They broke Yahweh's laws and their morals under a snake's belly. So, ain't but one way to do it. Ain't but one way out of it. Repent of your transgression and cry out to Yahweh for forgiveness of your baby killing and all the evil that man has thought up in this government. That's what's thought up at. We have to have forgiveness or we're doomed. But I had to come and I you know, this friend of mine, the guy I was cowboying with, that 400 head of cattle. He'd tell me, well, I really don't know nothing about how you live, but it seems to be all right. But he never, ever, never, no day, he recognized any day. He just lived his life, and the difference in his life than a man that tries his best to obey Yahweh's laws is this. And I wouldn't even say that if he was here. Now, there ain't but one way And this is what it says. Those that keeps the laws of Yahweh and the testimony of Yeshua, them same shall be saved. Now, that, I wouldn't have read that in front of that guy, because it'd be kind of mean. But I wonder today if that man has ever thought about reading the book, reading the Bible. And but anyway, it's sad when you know somebody, really know them, been around a couple of years, that they have just have never. His whole family there was 12 kids in that family, a mom and daddy, and everyone thought just alike. No day to worship, no Bible. That's it. It's really a sad, sad way to go. And I was with that, ran that guy for 2 years, and he didn't seem like that I'd moved him much by the way I was living, but he moved me. He made me think, if a man like that won't even read the word of Yahweh and won't even keep any day Sabbath, and he is that whitewashed, I better just stay on my toes. Because it could be he'd be one day telling me how to live. So I really can't forget that guy. He was, meant a lot. And he was an honest man, real honest. So, but I tell you what, one day all of this corruption that we have in this country, the morals of these people in this country today will fall on their face, and they will ask forgiveness of their transgressions and their low way of life, because I have lived that life before, and it's bad. And I'm looking forward to the day that Yeshua comes, sets the kingdom up, because that's what this is all about, being here today. It's about preparing a people for the kingdom. You know, Yahweh always called the Hebrew people my people. He'd say, my people. But he calls, you know what he calls us? My elect. We are Yahweh's, and we pray that we stay that way. We are Yahweh's called out ones and elect. If we wasn't, we're wasting our time. So I know we are. So I just wanted to have a few words to say about that. And I don't know how much of my time. I don't even know how much time I got. May not have much. Anyway, I'm just trying to explain about a person. You don't have, you know, you can be somebody no matter what. You don't have to be a nothing. You don't have to be a nothing. My son, about the time my son became a teenager, it was, who cares? So what? You know, they didn't care about it. They had no way of life. Didn't care for nothing. But you know what? glad he came. Praise Yahweh. Well, let me see. Lord, I tell you, I'm so glad to be here myself. I come, you know, last year I was at the feast. I enjoyed that. I'd been a keeping the feast last year, 47 years. This year, 48. But I enjoyed that feast so much. When I got home, I still felt like I was about 18 inches off the floor. I mean, I finally found, you'd be surprised at the group of people, Sabbath people that I met with. You know, they, I ain't going to even say nothing else about that. I'll leave that right there. That ain't worth talking about. Okay? But I sure enjoyed being at the feast, and I enjoyed the people. It was different. They had a different attitude, a different personality, and a way of life. I found somebody that chose the way of life that I want. That's what it is. So I went home and told my wife about it. I said, "Boy, you need to get ready next year to go feast." She didn't go last. Yeah, well, okay. So she told me the other day, she said, "Boy, I see what you're talking about now." She said, "Them people ain't like that." Well, you know, they're cold-hearted people and warm-hearted people. You know, my kinfolks on the west side was cold people. They barely knew what the word love was. I mean, I'd go to my grandma's and maybe see her once a year, and she called me. She never did call me Chester. She called me Chet. She'd walk by me. "Well, how you been doing, Chet?" And I said, "Well, Grandma, I've been doing all right." How you? And she never, ever said she loved me or ever made any kind of emotion that I was her little grandson. But that's all right. You know, that's just how cold some, and the whole Welsh family was cold-hearted like. She wasn't the only one. But that's all right, too. I'm dealing with it. I'm moving on. And I got my life where I want it today. And I'm sure thankful to be here. And I pray to Yahweh that if it's in... You know, I liked to die last year. They done told my wife. Well, yeah, he probably going to... And so she got me out there and got me to a bigger hospital. And she said she hadn't done that. I'd probably die. But, you know, death no fear of me. You know, people say, people just scared to death of the word cancer. They ain't nothing. They're scared of the word death. Not scared of the word cancer. Death is what they're scared of. But you know what? The man should always have himself where he is absolutely with his Creator Yahweh. And that takes the fear out of it right there. And if you ain't got yourself through the commandments and through the word of Yahweh, then you probably will fear death. But I like about that much going. But I didn't go. I'm still around. But anyway, I sure like to be here around amongst the brothers and sisters. They're my kind of people. So I'm enjoying every bit of it. This has sure been a wonderful feast. Last year was beautiful. And so I just praise Yahweh and thank him for letting me have the privilege of coming and being and getting up here and saying a few words. You know, I'm just really enjoying this to death. Anyway, I'm up here. That's the truth. Well, I guess I'll just say Yahweh bless everybody. I know he will. He blesses me. I know he does. He blesses my family. So of that, I'll just say Yahweh bless and thank you very much.